The four P's of marketing and demand shaping. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the four P's as a set of marketing tools to direct the business offering to the customer. The four P's are product, price, place, and promotion. The four P's are part of what is called demand shaping. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines demand shaping as the use of tactics, such as price incentives, advertising, product positioning, product modifications, and substitutions or trade programs, to influence customers' purchasing behavior to balance supply and demand more effectively. Product and brand management, marketing, and sales activities influence demand by developing products that customers are actually demanding, settling on the most profitable product 1009, setting strategic pricing, placing products at various physical or online distribution points to establish a presence and level of customer convenience, and promoting products through advertisement and other means. Customer-focused marketing, customer segmentation, and customer relationship management, CRM, philosophies have transformed these components of traditional marketing to respond to the changes in today's marketplace. In traditional marketing, there was a product aimed at a single targeted audience. There was one price, one channel of distribution, and one marketing message. In customer-focused marketing, a product/service package might be marketed to a particular niche segment or customized to appeal to the needs and wants of several market segments. A customer-focused strategy may contain all of the traditional components of a marketing program or may, depending on the situation, focus on one or two components. We will therefore continue to use the terms of traditional marketing to describe the components of a customer-focused program. Product. Product, for our purposes, includes both products and services or product/service packages. In traditional marketing, a product or service was designed to appeal to a large group of consumers. The product was essentially static, perceived in much the same way by all customers. Consumer needs were important, but they were not the starting point. For example, electricity was offered to the public before the public expressed any specific needs that it would address. The technology was what was being sold. Marketing and time would create the need. Similarly, the first home computers were introduced before there was broad consumer need. It took at least 10 years and the growth of the internet to create the need. In a customer-focused world, the starting point for a product/service package is often customer need. Food products are often designed by specialized companies to appeal to the needs of certain groups. For example, a highly engineered meat substitute may deliver improved taste to a consumer who doesn't want to compromise on the desired taste experience, but still wants a healthier alternative at times. Increasingly, product/service packages may be designed to be customizable for specific customer segments. This allows the seller, or supply chain, to add desired value and competitive differentiation to the product and ideally sustain or grow profit. For example, a manufactured building like a barn or storage facility may have elements, like windows, doors, partitions, porches, or trim, that can be combined in various ways to create structures that meet very specific needs and tastes. The same credit card may actually be multiple card programs distinguished by features that offer values to specific groups, such as low transfer rates, frequent flyer mileage, or co-marketing partners. Value-added products have various implications for a customer-focused program. The product itself must be designed to fulfill customer expectations and pose few challenges for customer use. This necessitates extensive research and/or customer involvement. The product must be manufactured or created to meet quality levels that satisfy customer expectations and business profit margins. Performance must be continuously and scrupulously measured. Promotion and distribution must be customized as well to address the distinctive needs of a segmented audience. The performance of the program must be tracked so that the program can be retooled for higher performance. Sales methods may need to be customized and measured for effectiveness. The sales force must be thoroughly familiar with each product they sell, with its intended audience and use, as well as with the marketing goals for the product. Ideally, they should be aware of what the customer has bought before. Customer care personnel must also be familiar with each product variation, its use, and its potential problems. Ideally, they should be familiar with what the individual customer has bought and the status of the order without having to be told by the customer. Price. Pricing is generally a strategic decision based on competition, perceived value, and brand identity. While some businesses may still calculate profit by adding an acceptable and competitive price margin to the total costs of creation, sales, and overhead, many take a more nuanced approach to pricing. If the market is highly competitive and a product has become a commodity, price will be dictated by the competitive situation. But in a more differentiated marketplace, pricing becomes more subjective. In pricing a new drug, for example, a pharmaceutical company may consider not only their research and development, marketing, and manufacturing costs, but also the value of the drug to patients. How much would a person pay for a drug that enabled him or her to return to work, or that caused fewer side effects? How much would a person pay if there were no other products on the market that could do this? In the customer-focused business model, price and product are tightly connected. Price may be another way to differentiate products for specific customer segments. For example, a credit card company may waive annual fees for highly desirable customers who carry a balance from month to month. A computer company may create product/service packages for different customers. Customers who buy more frequently or who buy more expensive systems may receive free upgrades to higher performance features or may receive free in-home repair service. Obviously, strategic pricing must be carefully and frequently analyzed to ensure that the pricing structure is attractive to customers but still profitable to the business. Specific sales data for customer segments are invaluable, as they can help automate delivery of messages intended to move customers into different pricing groups. What pricing is too high to penetrate the market? What pricing is too low to cover salaries and bonuses and still return a profit? Demand is not an absolute. It increases and decreases depending on many factors, and price is often the major variable. Demand may rise as the price falls, but even that correlation has its limits. Some products sell better at a price slightly more than that of the competition, because a higher price adds to their status appeal. A light bulb may be perceived as a better value due to a higher price and a recognized brand name. Even if its generic equivalent is produced on the same production line and is identical, but for the name. But for some products, and in some markets, the everyday low price draws customers in. Synchronizing the selling price with the cost of design, manufacturing, and logistics is an area in which marketing can collaborate across functions and companies. Placement. Placement, or distribution, is another task that falls to the marketing department. Where is the right place, or the right combination of places, to sell the product to the target market in sufficient quantity to meet the demand forecast? Placement has traditionally referred to the way in which a product is sold, how the product or service gets into the hands of the customer. A company might decide, for example, to distribute its product through warehouses and retail outlets, through a direct sales force calling on customers, or through a website. It's worth noting that placement was traditionally a one-way form of communication, product being placed by shipping it to outlets or selling it through a sales force, or customers placing orders. In the most traditional location, retail store shelves, placement can include the design of the display. While this might seem to fall naturally within the competence of the retailer, in VMI, vendor-managed inventory, partnerships the supplier may design and construct the display as well as manage the replenishment. In the customer-focused model, placement is often referred to as the contact channel strategy. It is a means to increase profitability, first by ensuring that the most cost-effective and customer-preferred channel is used for distribution, and second by securing lifetime customers through effective customer care and research activities. Customer-focused placement may be determined by customer segment. Essentially identical product may be distributed through different channels that have been chosen because they match the communication and contact preferences of different customer groups. Airline tickets may be sold on the internet, at automated kiosks, at counters, over the phone, via mobile device app, or through intermediaries, agencies. Different means of placement may affect pricing, however. High-touch customer service methods may command a premium price. Improved transportation has made placement itself a key element in a product/service package. For example, placement may be customized according to the customer's need for fast delivery, regular speed, faster, overnight. Other transportation may specialize in consistent delivery that is neither early nor late. Customer-focused placement requires a more interactive form of communication than traditional placement does. Since customers must be satisfied and since information about the customer's actions and attitudes is critical to the business, information must flow back and forth between the business and the customer. Thus, in the customer-focused model, placement includes the way in which the customer gains information about the product and post-purchase support. Interactive contact channels include call centers, online repositories that allow customers to find desired information, websites that incorporate live dialogue or email communication, and chat rooms for users. Many sites provide incentives for users to share more information, such as getting a free demo of the product for filling out a survey. One-way channels may also be used in customer-focused placement. These include direct marketing, direct mail, mass mailings by fax or email, telemarketing, and social media presence and media-based marketing, television, radio, newsprint, periodicals, trade publications, banner ads, billboards, etc. Throughout the communication process, information is continually being gathered. This information may point out commonalities and trends that suggest future product crafting, promotion, and support. Technology has greatly changed customer care. It's hard to imagine a new product introduction campaign that doesn't use e-commerce as part of the mix. A website is necessary, even if only for informational purposes. Many products can be both advertised and sold online through one's own site or through third-party sites. Customers can download software and hardware documentation and manuals, refer problems to automated expert systems, consult information databases, and communicate with technical support or even other customers about problems or questions. Digital products can be advertised, ordered, and shipped via the web. Software applications, music, movies, and written materials are examples. The channel strategy must be continuously evaluated to ensure that it is fulfilling the needs of both the customer and the business. From the customer's perspective, an effective channel has the following characteristics: accessible. Are helplines toll-free numbers? Do the hours of operation facilitate different time zones or work schedules? Do websites reflect current or real-time changes? Can the customer contact the organization by chat or text? Reliable. Are materials or services available within the expected time frame without exception? Is the social website always operational? Complete. Can the customer get accurate, current, and complete answers? Secure and error-free. Is e-commerce adequately encrypted? Are orders taken accurately? Direct. Can the customer reach someone who can assume ownership for the issue, has decision-making authority, and can resolve a problem? Are questions easily answered by phone or automation? Convenient. How many handoffs does the customer have to pass through before reaching someone who can actually solve a problem or answer a question? How much hunting on the website is necessary? How long is a caller on hold? Fast. Does the customer have to repeat account and problem information, or can all the customer care personnel access this information automatically? Does the customer receive a quick response to emails or phone messages? Flexible. Can the business be reached easily by those with and without computers? Are there accommodations for non-native speakers? From the business's perspective, the channel must allow the following: control and consistency. Does the channel promote the intended values, ideas, or content? Is every customer's experience the same? Profitability. Does the channel minimize the use of expensive human resources, for example, by using automation whenever possible? Promotion. The last of the four P's, promotion, includes such marketing activities as consumer research and market analysis, segmentation of customers or audience, setting of strategy for targeted segments, planning creation and placement of advertising, and creation of brand image. It also involves determining and communicating the timing of marketing and promotional activities and collecting feedback on their impact. All of the traditional promotional activities are still valid in a customer-focused business model. What is different is the level of research, segmentation, and customization of the promotional message or offer that is possible. With customer relationship management technology, businesses can capture information about every interaction with customers. This enables unparalleled opportunities to study buyer motivation and behaviors and to segment customers into groups with distinctive CRM programs. Printing technologies allow for cost-effective customization of advertising materials. The explosion of communication channels, including not only the web, but also satellite radio, podcasts, and email, allows businesses to select alternative channels that offer clear advantages for specific audiences. Let's look more closely at two factors related to promotion: branding and packaging. Branding. Customer-focused promotion helps to create the brand. As defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary, branding is the use of a name, term, symbol, design, or a combination of these to identify a product. An organization's or product's brand can be worth a considerable sum to market analysts. Google's and Facebook's brands were worth billions at the time of this printing. The worth of such brands is based partly on current market share and total number of customers, and partly on image, which is an intangible quality that sums up a brand's awareness, popularity, and reputation. As is said about reputation, brand image is something that takes years to build up, but that could be destroyed in an instant. Therefore, organizations take great pains to protect their brand image. Part of educating customers about a new product is choosing a name and logo that emphasizes product characteristics that will attract targeted segments. If the initial research accurately measures customer needs and attitudes, and if the product's design successfully incorporates those selling points, then the name should follow suit. Automobile names often highlight concepts that appeal to a target market. Dodge Ram emphasizes toughness and power. Jaguar suggests grace, speed, and elegance. Honda Civic implies a sensible, economical city car. A new product's name and the logo that represents it visually can either link the product to an existing product family or set it apart. The name Macintosh kept the familiar association with Apple, but also signaled the advent of a new line of products. Sometimes a new model can be created from an existing model simply by acquiring a different name. Perhaps because of the rate of change in product availability, customers are increasingly transferring their loyalty from specific products, for example, a line of jeans, to the provider of those products, for example, the retailer who keeps those jeans available in the right size. They grant their business to these organizations because they trust that they will find the products they are looking for and that they will be taken care of if any problems occur. This means that businesses must keep in close touch with what customers want and are buying so that they can continually upgrade, alter, or customize product and supply chain options to meet customer expectations. They must also ensure customer satisfaction. Because customers are more aware of service, products, and the personal experience they should receive, a single failure may undo the brand image and drive customers to a competitor. Dissatisfied customers have the means to make their disloyalty well known. Complaints posted on popular apps, websites, blogs, tweets, chat rooms, or other social media can have a significant impact on today's internet-savvy customer and can destroy a once strong business relationship.
Packaging.
The package that contains a product also serves a marketing purpose. The more obvious marketing elements of packaging, colors, images, words, even the textures of the wrapping, are marketing devices. The package should command attention and reinforce the features and benefits that sell the product. Market research, such as focus groups, provide this insight. Some packages are educational or functional, like food boxes containing cooking instructions on the outside or packaging that facilitates proper cooking of the item. Packages can promote other organizational goals, such as sustainability. Hewlett-Packard's laser cartridges are packaged in a box that can be used to return the spent cartridge, thus solving the end user's reverse logistics problem and protecting the environment. Market research likely determined that such a box would increase the number of cartridges that were returned, which would reduce net costs even after the free shipping expenses were included. Services, too, are packaged for sale. Presentation of meals, design of hospital waiting rooms, and the uniforms worn by many service personnel. All these matters of style and appearance serve a marketing purpose.